Mangione pleads guilty to federal stalking charges in UnitedHealthcare CEO killing. Luigi Mangione, the man accused of gunning down a healthcare executive on a New York street, pleaded guilty to two federal stalking charges, admitting to trailing the executive and shooting him on a Manhattan street in 2024. Mangione appeared before U.S. District Judge Margaret Garnett in Manhattan federal court on August 14th as part of a deal that would avoid a trial in connection with the murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Mangione, 28, said he shot Thompson, 50, as he walked toward a Manhattan hotel where United Health Group was hosting an event on December 4, 2024. U.S. Attorney Jamie McDonald responded to the plea, saying that Mangione stands convicted in federal court and faces life in prison. While the defendant pleaded guilty, our office does not have a plea agreement with him. Instead, he pleaded open, which means he pleaded guilty to all pending counts in the indictment, he said. There are no accommodations or concessions, and we are free to seek the maximum penalty under the law. The results achieved today now allow our office to seek the maximum penalty allowed, life imprisonment. Mangione's plea could allow him to seek a dismissal of the state murder charges due to admission of the lesser charge and request a delay of the upcoming trial. The trial is currently slated to start in September. The defendant previously pleaded not guilty to state and federal charges in April of this year. If he is convicted in either case, he faces life in prison. In the state case, he faces murder, weapons, and forgery charges. In the federal case, he faces two counts of stalking after murder and weapons charges were thrown out. Former Attorney General Pamela Bondi ordered federal prosecutors to seek the death penalty in the federal case. However, Judge Gregory Caro ruled in January that prosecutors couldn't seek the death penalty and also threw out a firearms charge in the case. In April, the state trial was rescheduled from early June to early September, and the federal case was pushed off until January of 2027. United Health Group issued a statement on the day of the plea, saying, "Brian Thompson's life was cut short by an act of violence that devastated everyone who knew and loved him. We are grateful to law enforcement for bringing Brian's murderer to justice, and our thoughts remain with Brian's family and loved ones during this difficult time." NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch called the shooting a brazen, targeted attack at the time. Mangione, who is from Maryland, was arrested in Pennsylvania at a McDonald's 5 days after the shooting. Thompson, a married father of two who grew up on a farm in Iowa, worked his way up the corporate ladder at UnitedHealthcare, reaching the position of CEO 3 years before his death. UnitedHealthcare says neither Mangione nor his parents had been clients. A former classmate of Mangione's, Freddie Leatherberry, thinks it's possible that the man they remember as a robotics was could have been sucked into an ideology that radicalized him, according to a statement he gave to the Epoch Times. He was remembered as being so normal and unassuming, with no sign of eccentricities. Forensic psychiatrist Dr. Michael Wellner told the Epoch Times shortly after the shooting that the slaying of Thompson fits the definition of a spectacle crime, an attention-getting act intended to shock people and make a symbolic statement.